This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On the phone, our next guest with us.
And it's one of our regulars who we haven't spoken to for a while because of all this crazy stuff that's going on in the world. Who is it?
Well, we've got Ali McGregor, who normally comes into the studio once a month to talk to us about cabaret. But obviously things are on a bit of a hiatus at the moment. Ali, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me virtually on your show.
I think we're all getting used to that idea, that concept now. So.
Yeah, it's not the same, though, as having people in the studio. But anyway, that day will come again.
It's not the same, but I am in slippers drinking tea, so there is an upside.
So, Ali, you know, like, I've noticed on social media that, you know, like you've been doing the odd things here and there. But, you know, like, it's such a tough time in your industry right now, isn't it? And you must be chatting to a lot of your fellow artists, and it's really difficult for them, isn't it?
Look, it is difficult, but what I've been really interested in over the last couple of months is, as far as sort of art industry goes, cabaret artists are kind of first responders, because what we do is actually small scale, you know, to put up something online, you know, we can just get on and sing a song and do something, make it a little bit interesting. You know, it's much harder, obviously, to put up a full theatrical production of something or get a full orchestra together. And so it has been fascinating to see. And also cabaret artists, you know, just because of how we, you know, make our living, we have to really think outside the box. And we're constantly being thrown curveballs of, you know, how to make something in a shipping container, or how to make something, you know, on $4.20 and, you know, and a bottle of gin. And, you know, we're always having to kind of try and find ways of creating work. So I've actually loved seeing how cabaret artists have jumped to action and put a whole bunch of stuff online. And, you know, look, we're all learning as we go along. So, you know, some of it's a bit ramshackle, but, you know, it's been really fun to watch.
Yeah. So give us some highlights of what people are doing and what you've been doing as well. Let's talk about you to begin with.
Well, you're always lovely. I'm always wanting to talk about everyone else, and you always just, you know, put the spotlight back on me, and I can pretend that I'm very humble when I'm not. So I you know, when it all fell apart, I was actually about to go to Queensland to do Lorelei the Opera. And then after that, I was due to host my late night variety night at the Melbourne International Comedy
that's
Festival,
right.
which it would have been the 14th year of it, although I just took last year off.
Yeah.
But in response to that, it was a little easier to create that than create a full-blown opera. So I got into my garage and I borrowed some lights and I set my iPhone up on a couple of crates and rang a whole bunch of the guests who had been booked on my variety night and asked them if they wanted to put something together for me. So we had, I think, 6 or 7 guests. I had my 3 band members all playing from their living rooms and put together this show, which we released on YouTube, and it was really successful. It was great. We just asked for people to donate things to a ticket price on PayPal, and that meant I could pay all the guests and all the band members, which
wonderful.
Was fantastic. And then I did, a couple of weeks after that, I did a version with just New York artists. So I was really feeling for all my New York friends, hearing the news of quite how bad it is over there. And you know, so many of those New York artists are the kind of cabaret I love, a little bit weird, a little bit wacky. And I was missing them. And I thought, gosh, it's going to be a really long time till we see any of them on our shores again. So that had 10 guests. It went for an hour and a half. And look, both these shows you can still find on YouTube. And drop a little ticket price in of your choice on PayPal, and they're really fun shows. But And there's also, just between you and me and your listeners, some more to come, but even bigger and
excellent.
Better.
Excellent, so, excellent.
But still working out the details of that, but I'm really looking forward to doing some more of those.
Ali, you know, like you were saying about how everyone's rallying some exciting stuff is happening. It is a time where people have got more, you know, everyone's slowing down a bit for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. I reckon the end of this year and next year, it's going to be crazy the amount of incredible stuff that's going to come out.
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons. One, obviously, this has been a really great time to create, although there is also a little bit of backlash against that sort of the pressure to create. It can sometimes be a bit overwhelming.
Okay.
But,
yep.
You know, I think, you know, you go at your own pace and... But there's also the fact that we will not be having international artists coming in and entertaining us. And it's really interesting to see what Melbourne International Festival have just recently done and announced they're producing this new festival. You're really focusing on Victorian artists.
Yeah, well, we were just chatting to, just a moment ago, yep.
Oh, great. I'm very excited about it. Yeah. I'll be submitting ideas to them, absolutely, without a doubt. I think that's a really fantastic way to go. And I think it's a really exciting thing. Generally, we're going to be able to look inwards a little bit and look at our Australian artists and even just, you know, Victorian artists when we're here in Melbourne, in whatever state you're in, because even interstate travel is difficult right now.
Yeah, well, they're really aiming to get a lot of local people. They want to help there. So have you looked at what they've got on offer and you know, like thinking what you might be able to plan?
Oh, darn, I'm well on the way of planning something to submit to them. But I think it's not even just them. I think all the venues are now having to look more locally for artists. And, you know, we've got such a wealth of talent here in Melbourne especially, but, you know, just in Australia, full stop, a wealth of talent, most of whom are constantly touring overseas. And it always seems amazing to me. You know, I think last Melbourne Festival I went to see a bunch of stuff, and I actually sat in quite a lot of them and thought, I have seen better Australian acts, and I know how much it costs to bring an international artist out, and I didn't really understand why we're spending all this money on international acts, but I think it's fantastic to have artists that are showing us something new and, you know, broadening our horizons. But if they're not, you know, why are we doing that when we've got such a wealth of talent here? So I think, I think what they've done is fantastic, but I'm actually, you know, excited for us now to really celebrate Australian artists and Australian writing and Australian the creative minds that we have here. So, I'm really excited. I've almost never been busier. I've had a whole bunch of ideas and a lot of things that I'm setting in motion, a lot of ideas of things that I've wanted to create for a while and didn't have the time to just sit down and really work out how I could do it. So I think there's a lot of artists doing the same, and so I do think we're going to have a real wealth of, a real explosion of art. And, you know, you think of the Roaring Twenties happened after the Spanish flu. There's always been, you know, a real, after a big, you know, awful event, you've always had this period of creative fruitfulness. So I think it's going to be exciting.
Great. Now, just before we start talking about what other people are doing, instead of you forcing us to talk about you, oh, gosh, we've got a couple of messages.
We'll be back shortly, Ali, so just hold.
Can you imagine having to learn to walk or talk again at your age? Recovering after a stroke is a long journey. It's often very confusing and quite lonely. But there's lots of people who've been there before and are wanting to help. EnableMe is Australia's online stroke community. It's full of resources and videos, tools to guide recovery or share personal stories. You can even ask a question of a stroke health professional. It's for stroke survivors, their family and friends. And it's free from the Stroke Foundation. Visit enableme.org.au. A community message supported by Joy.
Vic Bears is a social group for men in Melbourne and beyond who identify as being part of the bear community. If you're a down-to-earth guy looking for fun and like-minded men like yourself, Vic Bears is the group for you. From dinners to bowling, camping to clubbing, you're sure to find something to get your paws on. Log on to vicbears.org.au.
A community message supported by Joy.
Now, we're talking to Ali McGregor, who's a regular on our show, about cabarets. And now, we were just getting a bit of a rundown, Ali, on what you've been up to. But and we're just going to... can you maybe tell us a little bit about what else is happening in the cabaret sort of scene?
There is so much wonderful stuff. And just before I tell you all about all those artists, I just want to tell you briefly about a message I got after one of my shows, which I think we all need to pay attention to, and that is a wonderful woman from South Gippsland who's on a disability pension wrote to me and just said, I love live music and live theatre, but for the last 10 years, because of my disability and living regionally, I haven't really been able to go to live theatre. I know a lot of people are finding it hard right now, but I've never had it better. I've been watching The Royal Shakespeare one night.
Wow.
And the theatre the next night. And I think it's been a real eye-opener that we have to really make theatre and music accessible to people in regional areas, people with disabilities, to people with young children, to people who are a little older and find it difficult to get in. I think it's great that we're learning these skills because I think we need to keep them going to make the art truly accessible. It's been a really wonderful thing. So to see all these artists get up and do all of these wonderful live shows, Reuben Kay, who we know and love, has been doing this sort of wine time where he basically just talks and drinks two bottles of wine and it's hilarious. And a beautiful Dandy Man and Rani Hazar have been doing this gorgeous little show called Varietyville on Zoom. They were one of the first shows to get up and running, and it's a little chaotic and just wonderful. They have a whole bunch of variety acts from around Melbourne and beyond doing these wonderful little slideshow and burlesque and circus and cabaret acts. Han, the German,
yes.
He put a very slick show together that's on Sunday night. I think the second episode is tonight. Got some fairly high-profile guests on his show. Kate Sobrano, hers has actually just finished up, but I'm sure you can probably go back and see previous episodes. She's been doing every Friday night with some fabulous musicians joining her and singing lots of songs. Trevor Ashley did a few shows early on, and Queenie Van Der Zandt and her character Jeanne Van Der Stoel has been doing Jan de Blog, no, I can't actually remember the exact name of it, but a blog, that's on tonight as well. And she, I mean, look, Jan Van Der Stoel, if you're not aware of her, she's a speech therapist and really is just hilarious. And she has some fantastic guests on tonight. And then there's been some venues doing some great stuff. The Geelong Arts Centre
have
been putting on shows. Amanda Harrison did a fabulous show last week. Again, I think you can all see all of these, after the fact. Sydney Opera House started an amazing one with Emma Pask that was I've watched and just absolutely loved. I'm such a massive fan of Emma's anyway.
Yeah.
But it's a really beautifully put together series. The Reservoir Room is a new space opening up in Sydney. I think they start on June the 5th. Kath Alcorn, a wonderful cabaret artist, has put that together. And they've got people like Iota and a whole bunch of really fantastic artists doing solo shows and then a variety show on Friday nights. Adelaide Cabaret Festival, of course, has got cancelled this year. So they, on June the 5th, are doing a very mini bite-sized cabaret festival, and they've asked a whole bunch of their artists to provide little bite-sized songs or pieces, and they'll be presenting them over the weekend. And my favourite one has been the Belvoir Theatre, actually, provided us with actually what is kind of a cabaret show hosted by Virginia Gay, and with songs from some of their productions over the last sort of 10-odd years. There is Mike McLeish singing from Keating, the musical. There's Zara Newman. There's so much, and I cried like a tap. It was the most beautiful piece. And if you're actually missing that hum of being in a venue about to see a show, please just go and watch the Belvoir Theatre's piece. It's really, truly heartwarming. Yeah. Really gorgeous. But lots and lots of things.
There is, isn't there? And and social media, it's fantastic because everyone's promoting it on social media. So therefore it's, you just have to keep your eye out and all this amazing stuff's popping up.
You really do, and it's fantastic. And I do urge, look, some of the venues and some people are offering these for free, which is fabulous. And there are some venues and theatres and festivals who are really supporting artists during this time and giving them work and paying them, which is fabulous. But look, I do just want to say, if people are asking for donations, I know we're not a tipping culture and it seems weird for us to do, but I really do urge people, even if you can only pay $5 or something, just to pop something in the kitty, because, these artists are putting a huge amount of work in to create these shows, and they're paying their guests and their band members and all of that. So,
And it's a little bit of an income for them as well, because, you know, they don't have an income right now.
Absolutely what it is, And it's not, you know, it's very odd. And I was saying to someone to this, the Americans seem to be doing it. They've got this Venmo thing. It's very easy to pay. And they're a tipping culture. So, but for us, it feels very, I felt kind of embarrassed, like I was begging for money or asking for charity. And it's not what it is. It's actually just asking someone to pay for a ticket like you would for anything. Yep. But it seems very against our
sort of way of life. Yeah. Actually, well put, because I hadn't thought of it in that realm. But, and we can't just take in a time like now, and with especially with so many cabaret artists that, you know, like their living's gone at this stage.
Absolutely, and look, the theatres who are offering these, these wonderful entertainments, like, you know, the Belvoir and the Opera House and Adelaide Cabaret and all these places that are offering these for free. I really hope that audience members remember that and remember just how much these venues supported artists, and I hope that they support these venues afterwards, become subscribers, join up their newsletter, all that sort of stuff. I think it just makes for such a wonderfully strong community as far as, you know, as supporting our arts, and it all comes back in spades.
Yep, absolutely. Well, can't wait to hear of what you've got coming up next. I'm sure it will be something amazing. And so we'll talk to you in a few weeks' time just to see what's happening out there.
We might be able to do that face-to-face.
Wouldn't that be nice? Oh, that'd be great.
But look, stay safe and all of that. And look, please go out and just watch as much as you can and feel, you know, that sense of belonging and collaborating and being part of something, which you can still do even if you're locked up at home.
Brilliant. And how's the kids going? Are you coping all right there?
Well, funnily enough, I actually just posted today, I did a sort of an advert for Melbourne Gin Company with Melbourne Comedy Festival on Instagram, and I made a sort of joke about drinking while homeschooling. I haven't been doing that, but I certainly have been tempted. But no, my youngest goes back to school on Tuesday.
Yay!
She's good at six. She needs a lot of guidance. And my eldest has got two more weeks. So it actually has been kind of wonderful, but also kind of awful, which is this whole time has been that kind of wonderful, kind of awful.
Yeah, so
I have mixed feelings about homeschooling.
I bet you do. I think all parents would right now.
Exactly.
Ali McGregor, a treat talking to you as always, and we'll be talking to you in some shape or form in the next month.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much. See you later.
Thanks, bye. Ali. Cheers. Bye. You're here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.